our children have worked so hard this month to plan and to prepare our worship service today. And our two of our fifth graders, Lincoln and Mikey, who are graduating out of fifth grade, out of elementary, are now preparing for middle school, for sixth grade, and they have prepared sermon messages to share with you this morning.
Second Samuel chapter 7, verse 29 says, "Lord God, you are truly God. Your words are trustworthy, and you have promised this good thing to your servant. So now willingly bless your servant's dynasty so that it might continue forever before you. Because you, Lord God, have promised, let your servant's dynasty be blessed forever by your blessing. I have been faced with a lot of challenges in trusting God and his plan for my family. As many of you know, my older brother, Jeffrey, passed away a year and a half ago. He was 11 years old. He fought cancer with so much courage and bravery. I miss my brother every day, but I am happy that he is no longer in pain. I know that Jeffrey had faith and trust in God. We recently placed a marker at his earthly body's grave that reads, Jeffrey John Hughes, Jr., September 15, 2003 to December 14, 2014. Do not stand in my grave at cry. I am not there. I did not die. I fought the good fight. I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I kept the faith. The epitaph was composed from two sources. One, an excerpt from a beautiful poem by Mary Elizabeth Fryer, and two, Paul's second letter to Timothy when he was in prison and facing his own imminent death. The poem reads as follows: Do not stand in my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. I am a thousand winds that blow. I am the diamond glints on the snow. I am the sun on ripened grain. I am the gentle autumn rain. When you awaken in the morning's hush, I am the swift uplifting rush of quiet birds in circled flight. I am the soft stars that shine at night. Do not stand in my grave and cry. I am not there. I did not die. Here are the verses from 2 Timothy chapter 4 that also inspired the words on Jeffrey's marker. The choice of words rings true for Jeffrey as they reflect the trials and joys of the fierce competitor and athlete that he was. 6. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. 7. I had fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. 8. Henceforth, there is a laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who I loved his appearing. As I make a leap from elementary school to middle school in August, I will be bringing not just my own mind, spirit, and body, but also my two best companions, Jeffrey John and Jesus Christ. He was so brave. His absolute trust in God is an incredible inspiration and something we can all learn from. I graduate from fifth grade this Tuesday, and I know God and Jeffrey will be watching over me.
Mikey Strauss.
Today I will be reading a Bible verse from the Old Testament. Genesis 12:2. God is calling Abram to move to a new place, to begin a new life. And Abram must trust God that this new life or path will lead to blessings. That's a lot of trust when we don't yet see where this new life or path will lead. For me, I'm leaving my old school and I'm going to a new one. I no longer have one teacher, but six different teachers throughout the day. I'll be meeting new people and making new friends. I can understand how it might have been hard for Abram to trust God and leave everything behind. One of you had to start something new, even though you might have been scared. New things can be exciting, but also a bit scary. Or are you about to start something new, and this time is calling for your trust in God and your family to help you through it? The Lord said to Abram, "Leave your land, your family, and your father's household for the land that I will show you. I'll make of you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name respected, and you a blessing." What does a blessing mean to you? For me, a blessing means God's helping hand and his protection. It means grace before every meal. What does it mean for you? I have a story to tell about it. I was reminded of God's blessings a few weeks ago when a stranger came into our house into the middle of the night. We were all scared, but then we turned to God in prayer, and luckily nobody got hurt. In the end, the man was caught, and everybody all was all right. As scary as the whole thing was, I learned from that God is always with us, no matter what. What does God's blessings look like in your life? Does it mean family, friends, or even pets? For me, it's all those things and more. What does God's blessing mean for you? Amen.